Now to that case in Bangladesh I mentioned earlier. Two women there, Sanjita and Pooja, who fell in love and decided to marry. Their wedding took place 3 years ago at a Hindu temple in the town of Pirojpur. They quickly ran into trouble with the law, and the result was that the older of the two women, Sanjita, was arrested. Her court case recently got underway. My BBC colleague Lipika Pelham is covering the case. She knows the story of Sanjita and Pooja really well after making a documentary about them.
Well, Sanjita is Muslim and Pooja Hindu. Sanjita was 20 when she came from a remote village to study. And she heard of a room for rent and that belonged to Pooja's father. And so the parents thought that they would ask Sanjita to teach their youngest daughter, who was 16 at the time. And so Sanjita started teaching her, and that's when they fell in love.
So they decide to get married. Do you know how big a decision that was for these two women in this society to do that?
It was an incredible thing, you know, for these two women to decide to come up with in a conservative country. So the love was so strong, and so they decided to come to this temple and took a marriage vow, which would have been valid if they were a heterosexual couple. And kind of in the full belief that they were married, these two women actually then eloped and went to a bigger city, thinking they would be able to hide away from the wrath of the family. So they went to a bigger town and rented a room there. This room they call their love house. And Sanjita told me that she spent the most blissful week and a half in that love house in this town of Borishal.
How did authorities get involved to the point that Sanjita went to jail?
Well, they got involved when Pooja's father heard about it, and so he was horrified. And then he went to the local police station and told them, sir, my daughter has been abducted. And the elite police unit in Bangladesh called RAB, Rapid Action Battalion, they got involved. So the thing became really huge, and then they found them in a flat.
And Sanjita still has a case against her. How did she strike you? You met her for the documentary. And how is her mental state?
Yeah, I need to explain something here. That she was arrested not because she eloped with a woman, that this is a same-sex partnership. Although same-sex partnership is illegal in Bangladesh under a colonial law called Section 377, but that doesn't apply to women. That only applies to gay men. And so he filed a case of abduction, and she, if convicted, she could go to prison for a very long time. But she's released on bail because all the prominent human rights groups in Bangladesh are supporting her.
It sounds like the father, though, is determined to have Sanjita punished in one way or another.
Yes, and it shouldn't surprise one because Sanjita and Pooja, they both soiled his honor. And also when the girls were arrested and the newspapers got involved, Pooja actually gave a statement to the newspapers saying, when a boy loves a girl and they can get married, why can't two girls also get married? So I think that statement also shows what Pooja believed in at the time.
So if you were to ask Sanjita and Pooja, would they describe themselves as lesbians?
I asked Sanjita that very question, and Sanjita said, what I felt, I always felt, and I was always attracted to women. And then when I was arrested and gay rights campaigners came to see me in prison, in my prison cell, that was the first time I heard the word lesbian. So she didn't even know that she was gay.
Wow.
And she told me that it doesn't matter the way I feel, and that is true, and so I don't need any label. But if people want to label me, I suppose in that case I'm lesbian.
My BBC colleague Lipika Pelham has produced a documentary about the love marriage between two women in Bangladesh. Lipika, thanks very much for telling us about this.
Thank you.